From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. Today, George Kennedy stops by to share his most recent commentary from the Columbia Missourian. Kennedy is a former Missourian managing editor.
If you know Gary Smith and Marianne McCollum et al., you know their commitment to our university. That's why I paid attention last week when they made an impassioned plea to several hundred of us MU retirees to get involved with something called the Flagship Council. I'd heard the name, I suppose, but I didn't really know much about it or why I should care as much as they seemed to care. Now I know why. The Flagship Council intends to be, and ought to be, the leading advocate for the Flagship Campus to the legislature and the general public. A dozen years after it was created, it's not there yet. The stakes are high. When the council was created in 2005, the threat facing the campus was a well-financed effort to move the medical school to Kansas City. A few deep-pocketed alumni kicked in $100,000 and created a lobbying organization to fight back. Obviously, that fight was won. Today, the threats are even more existential. Enrollment is down. Support from the legislature and the governor is weak. Misunderstanding by the public is widespread. Competition from the ambitious Missouri State University is very serious in the view of the council's new leaders. Those new leaders, by the way, are Marianne, now the council's part-time executive director, and alums Doug Cruz and Tom Henderson, its incoming co-chairs. We met for about an hour Wednesday to talk about the challenges they face and how they hope to achieve the council's three broad goals. Those are, first, to explain the university's benefits to the public and state and national leaders. Second, to lobby the legislature and other state officers. And third, to advise university administrators on issues of public policy. So far, the leaders agreed, the council's pursuit of those goals has mainly flown under the radar. With only about 400 dues-paying members currently, visibility, to say nothing of effectiveness, can't be assumed. Those members receive weekly email newsletters from Marianne and reports from a lobbyist during legislative sessions. A small PAC supports pro-university candidates with very modest campaign contributions. Clearly, a lot more is needed. More members, more money, more visibility. A quiet campaign is underway to increase membership, create higher levels of giving, and encourage organizations as well as individuals to sign on. Our university is in trouble. Who is going to lead it out? New system president Moon Choi has said he intends to be the institution's leading lobbyist. He's off to a good start. Already he has accompanied the governor on a trip to Korea and has begun visiting key legislators on their home turf. In addition, the university has hired Andy Blunt's lobbying firm to work in Jefferson City and the national 160 over 90 branding experts to help with public perceptions. But the 300,000 living alumni, 160,000 of them in-state, have yet to be heard in any effective way. With only 20 MU graduates among the 197 legislators, it's more important than ever for advocates of the Flagship Campus to speak up loudly and clearly. The Flagship Council would appear to be the logical voice of those advocates. If it is to be heard, though, it's going to need a lot more muscle. That muscle will have to be supplied by those who share the devotion to the university I heard expressed last Saturday. Should you want to get involved, you can find out more about the council by visiting its website, flagshipcouncil.com. As for me, I plan to join up. I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy with his most recent commentary from the Columbia Missourian. I'm Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.